did you keep up with the development of punk? And I know, I mean, as the years passed on and where the name and the genre was really kind of more recognized, did you keep up with the genre? And were there acts over the years that stood out to you?
Well, I was able to keep up with it a little bit by default. we had moved to New England, and we actually got jobs working at the University of Vermont. Being on the university campus, I got exposed to the communications department and became a disc jockey on the college radio station. This was right around the time that punk music had really started to really kind of make its way on the scene. And I saw 45s by the Dead Kennedys, albums by Patti Smith, Sex Pistols, The Clash, and those kind of things. Those kind of bands, rather. And, we used to maybe, The Clash, like I said, just kind of connected with us because at the time we were doing reggae music. And we thought about some of the music we were doing in Detroit, that we did in Detroit. And we'd even had a conversation about what The Clash was doing, Then my kids, actually, my oldest boy, as he started to be the age of 13, 14, they was going into the skateboard culture. And then that skateboarding culture, that's what all the punk and hardcore music was developing. So, he was turning me on to bands like Henry Rollins and Black Flag and the Bad Brains and Gorilla Biscuits and certain groups like that,
So the 80s hardcore movement.
Yeah, exactly.
I wonder now, this is a third reissue that's come out, kind of the final batch of material that's being released now. Will there ever be new death?
Well, there will be new death. I'm glad you asked that because we're going to be bringing a new single with us from our newly recorded studio album. It's the first studio recorded project in over 30 years for death, or since the 70s. We completed this album last year. We promised everywhere we went, we promised people that we would be bringing this album out this year. We're happy to report that the latter half of this year, into the latter half of this year, sometime during the summer, you're going to see a brand new studio recorded death album. And it's got some new songs, and it's got some songs from the songwriting archive of the 70s that never made it to the production phase. So we're real excited about it. And everybody that's heard it has been blown away by it. So we hope that you're blown away by it too.
Awesome. Death for a new generation. Do you think that African Americans are still underrepresented in rock music? And is punk still white boy music? Do you think that is changing?
Man, I'm gonna let each one of us answer that question, and I'm gonna cut it off, and then I'll let Bobby answer, and then I'll let Dennis answer. But my answer is that really black musicians never have been misrepresented in rock and roll. I mean, rock and roll basically came from the 50s and the early 50s, right up to the late 50s, when you had cats like Chuck Berry and Little Walter and Willie Dixon and Etta James and Muddy Waters and Fats Domino, and then you just go right on up until, Jimi Hendrix, the Chambers Brothers, Sly and the Family Stone, Gil Scott Heron. In rock music, I don't really think it's that black people are so much a scarcity as maybe underappreciated for a time. Now I'll let Bobby interject with his answer.
Yeah, pretty much. When we were youngins, we had only AM radio. And pretty much, we'd have like maybe three stations. And we would listen to they would play like James Brown and Motown. And then you hear The Who, and then you hear The Beatles. and then you hear a Jackie Wilson, or you know, there were no genres, you know, back in the 60s. You know, that didn't come about until like, I think 70s. I mean, they were there, but like, you know, the kids was, you know, it was a hit. The DJs, when you had the live DJs in New York, like Cousin Brucey and Dandy Dan Daniels. You know, those guys would just play whatever was a hit. They weren't like, oh, well, this is a black record, so we can't play it now. This is what, you know, they just played where the hits were, you know. So I grew up listening to everything. As far as African-Americans being represented in rock and roll, Bob is absolutely right. I think the only that we've always been here is just that, unfortunately, you know, this radio machine started creating these genres, you know, and within the genres, you know, everybody became sort of segregated. So, like, you know, you had to be very brave, in a sense, you know, saying, to cross those lines and play rock and roll like the Chambers Brothers, the Hackney Brothers, you know, fuse it together like Sly Stone and everything and make it work. You had to be kind of brave because you weren't accepted by either neighborhood or either community. You know, you had groups like Mandrill, you know, say in the 70s, which was like a rock, funk, Latino style music, you know what I'm saying? And they fused it together, but they had a hard time, you know what I mean? They had a hard time breaking through. You know, it's basically, and it's not because of the public, it's because of the radio, you know, because who's going to play? Well, that doesn't fit our format. Yeah, mm-hmm. That doesn't fit our format, you know, so I don't know where we're going to fit that, you know? But back earlier, when you had the guys like Cousin Brucey, like in New York, I'm sure Bob and Dan have guys they can refer to as well, Cousin Brucey, didn't have, you know, it's like, man, this is hot, I'm going to play, I'm going to make it fit. I know just where to make it fit, you know what I mean? And we would put it in and play it more than once. And then also flip the record over and see if there was another hit there, you know?
Hey,
I mean,
let me tell you, that's what made CKLW so popular in Detroit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you had WABC, WMCA in New York that I would listen to in the 60s, and they would play it, man. I mean, many a hits came out just because the DJ had the autonomy to take the 45 and flip it over and play it because he dug it, and then let the public hear it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's the main thing. A lot of records, a lot of hits, like I heard you mentioning before and everything, how many groups are in Detroit and everything that, you know, were never discovered or didn't make it. That's mainly because record companies were afraid to go that far. Only the record companies that go that far are the ones that make it. You know, and then everybody else jumps on the bandwagon. It's only the stations that take the chance. And everybody else jumps on the bandwagon. You know, that's why I believe right now that the internet is that new radio station where it's like people play what they want to play. You know, it's no longer that locked in station format. And that's why the kids are making the death music come back to life because, you know, they hear it's good, they want to hear it, and they're not waiting for a station to play it, they're just grabbing it. You know, they're not waiting for any specific mega record store to have it or anything like that. They're just grabbing it where they can. You know what I'm saying? That's the beauty of it all. It's good. I think the internet, as far as music is concerned, is becoming like a dynamo for all us musicians, you know. And you're going to hear from now on, I think for the next years to come out, you're going to hear a lot of artists coming out that would have never been discovered, never been heard of if it weren't for the internet. And you got a lot of big stars right now that are on, that are like really kicking it. Like even like a Justin Bieber, he made it on the internet. I don't think a record company would have given him a second look if he hadn't had his thing happening on the internet first.
Well, there is one place left on radio for the real music and real decisions to be made, just so you know, here, at least here in Windsor, Detroit, and it is CJAM FM.
All right. Well, we right. Believe that, man. We know that you guys are like keeping that Detroit, that rock flag going, waving high.
Oh, yeah.
You
know, we're fighting the good fight over here.
There you go.
Well, thank you guys so much for your time. I really do appreciate it.
Well, all right, man.
Thank you.
We'll see you at the Metro.
Yes, I'll see you at the Magic Stick on Saturday night.
Sounds good.
Awesome.
Cheers. All right.